If you've visited Georgian Mall, Barry City Hall or Innisfil Town Hall over the last 25 years, you've likely seen one of Don Houghton's masterpieces. Now 87, the Barry native has been building models of ships for as long as he can remember, saying it's a hobby he picked up as a child from watching his father make model airplanes. "My dad built airplanes and explained to me how to look at drawings and interpret them into the physical thing," he said. However, it wasn't something the local senior started to do until he was older. "You didn't touch his tools or anything. I think when I first started watching, my chin was barely above the work table," Houghton said. Watching his father maneuver the intricacies of building a model from scratch, and the joy it brought him, stayed with him over the years, Houghton acknowledged. It was during his time in the Navy that he really started to focus on the hobby. "I spent quite a bit of time creating models while I was on board the ship," he said. "I should have had a good collection by now, but before I even got back to port, the guys pressured me into selling the models to them." Unlike the models he builds now from kits, Houghton said all of the large models were built from scratch. Barry Sr. Don Houghton hand-built this model he was commissioned to build, which is on display on the upper floor by Sportcheck inside Georgian Mall. Nikki Cole, Barry Today. "I would buy whatever I could use for material for the ship," he said. "The structure of the models are mostly wood. I feel like these give the trees another life," said Houghton, while pointing to the 7-foot-long model currently on display upstairs near Sportcheck at Georgian Mall in Barrie. Built in 1998, after being commissioned by the mall owner at the time, the model took him approximately 3,700 hours to complete, Houghton said, adding the original boat was the only one that got an official name. It was christened Mariposa Belle. "I had the original drawings from Don Hunter, who was the son of the owner of Hunter Boat Works in Orillia that built the original boat. During the war, they built 9 of them and they sailed down the Trent and the St. Lawrence to Halifax," said Houghton. He worked aboard a boat very similar to the Mariposa Belle as part of a pool of utility workers. The largest model Houghton ever built was the Emily May steamship, which measures in at just shy of 10 feet long. It is currently on display at the Town of Innisfil Municipal Offices. "What's unique about that one is I had no drawings," he said. "All I had was a picture and a newspaper article from 1861 saying how long it was, how much it was drafted, which means how much it sat in the water. From there, I did a conversion of scale." In addition to those 2 models, Houghton also built a replica of the HMCS Barry, a Flower-class corvette, built in 1940 by the Collingwood Shipyards Limited. The model, which is currently on display at Barry City Hall, is a replica of a ship that served with the Royal Canadian Navy during the Second World War and was named after the city, he explained. "Knowing these models, which he put so much heart and soul into, along with thousands of hours of labor, are still being enjoyed by so many people around the region is an honor," Houghton admitted. "I've always been amazed that something that I did, people want to see and take value in it," said Houghton, who spent some time after having his photograph taken chatting with passers-by about the model after they learned that he was the one who created it. While he no longer has the same workshop he previously had, Houghton still builds the odd plastic model, but says he's relegated to having to build from a kit on a much smaller scale than he used to. "I am actually assembling someone else's work. I always like to keep busy and keep these going and keep this going," he said, pointing to his hands and to his head. "I've always been the type to push myself." In addition to just working towards 88, Houghton says he's currently working on a plastic kit of the Japanese battleship Yamato. "It was one of the largest battleships in the world," he said. While Houghton admits building from a kit simply isn't the same, he says the most important thing is that he still takes joy in seeing his hard work come to fruition in the form of a complete model, and finding joy in the little things is the most important part of life. He intends on continuing to do it for as long as he can.